This ain't your home, your home. This ain't your home, your home. By this time tomorrow, you'll be on your own, your own.
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you stumbled upon episode 235 of the Justice Geeks podcast. 235. Do me and yourself a favor. Go visit Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks and give us a like over there. That'd be cool of you to do so. And Twitter and Instagram at JusticeGeeks. Super easy to find. And our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated. You want to sign up for that because it's good. Joining me for episode 235 of the Justice Geeks podcast, I think, is one Logan Barnes.
I'm back.
Are you really? Yeah. Are you pretending to be Logan?
No, it's me. I promise. It's okay.
It's sad either way.
Wow.
And Ethan Macaroni.
I have perfect attendance.
Except for those first like 50 or so.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count. And James Stratton. Hey. Yep, that's right.
There it goes.
So, Logan, would you care to defend yourself from last week's podcast before we get going?
I was sick.
But were you?
I was.
Or were you in VR land?
I was sick.
Were you VR sick?
No, yeah, way I was, about I was to say playing was, VR sick.
Was it virtual sick?
No, it was real sick.
Like, how sick was it?
Pretty sick. I was doing like flip tricks on my skateboard.
In VR, right?
No, real life. I'm sick like that.
Don't get your sickness all over our stuff.
Did you throw up on stuff?
I am down with the sickness.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Have we entered a tonky-tonk lounge with...
Have you ever heard that version?
Did you just say tonky-tonk?
I said honky-tonk.
No. Have you ever heard the Richard Cheese version of that?
You said, no, I have not. You said tonky-tonk.
No, I said honky-tonk.
It sounded like you said tonky-tonk.
Okay, so folks in Jugheads Incorporated.
I thought he said tonky-honk.
Tonky-tonk music.
Folks in Jugheads Incorporated, please let us know immediately if Logan said honky-tonk or tonky-tonk or some version of that.
I thought he said tonky-honk.
Yeah, because we don't listen to our own episodes.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Apparently Logan doesn't.
I didn't listen to these guys. Logan doesn't listen to it.
Anyway, Richard Cheese, he does covers of popular songs as lounge music.
Oh, okay.
And he did that song. Like, it actually was in the Dawn of the Dead remake. They used it in that movie.
Huh. I don't remember that one very much.
So this week we're talking about Catfish.
Hmm? Well, I was talking about a better movie than that.
I like
okay.
It with tartar and hot sauce.
Why are we not at Haggie's?
We probably could have gotten the best Catfish on Earth to sponsor this podcast.
Just wasn't in the budget.
Probably because if we all ate Catfish right now,
it
would sound horrible, and then we would just be. It
would be delicious.
I make myself sick when I go eat fried catfish.
I would feel very lethargic.
Yeah. It would be so amazing.
Catfish.
Almost like you would be if you got catfished.
Yeah.
Maybe worse though.
I like catfish.
Do you like catfishing people?
No.
If I get catfished to a catfish restaurant, who's the real loser there?
Definitely you.
The fish.
The catfish restaurant. Yeah,
yeah. Probably so. So, this week's episode is about catfish, is about the term, the movie, the documentary that was based on, the MTV show based on the documentary, which spurned, you know, a phrase, essentially, of...
Spurned a phrase?
Of... Yeah, I mean,
I don't think spurned is a real word.
No, it is. It's just the wrong context.
Oh, okay.
Spawned a phrase.
Because of catfish.
Because of catfish.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we are...
Grammar Nazi.
We are all aware of, like, the show and the movie, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I know that it exists.
Okay,
that's all
so,
you need, bud.
Yeah, so it exists because in 2010, two guys released a documentary, Neve Schulman and Max Joseph.
Called Trout.
No. And actually, I don't think Max
Goldfish.
Was involved.
Goldfish.
No.
It honestly doesn't.
Max, the guy Max from the TV show was not actually involved in the movie. But it is about the story of... this guy thinking he's dating this gal online, mm-hmm. and then like getting to know her family and then coming to learn that it's all fake.
Like, no lie, until earlier tonight, I honestly thought it was just a real movie, that like a found footage kind of movie.
No, it's a documentary. Yeah, it's
like,
it's
I only watched it one time a long time ago, didn't like it. So I never wanted to watch the TV show because I didn't like the movie. And oh, I just thought it was...
False. I gave you the wrong plot of the movie. Here's the plot of the movie. Young photographer Neve lives with his brother Ariel in New York City. Abby Pierce, an 8-year-old child prodigy...
Wait, hold up. His brother is named Ariel?
Yes. They're Jewish.
Like the fish.
No, not under the sea.
Under the sea.
She's a mermaid, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, she's part fish.
Yeah.
Part catfish.
Where okay. The people are.
So Abby Pierce, an 8-year-old child prodigy artist in rural Michigan, sends Neve a painting of one of his photos, because Neve is a pretty good photographer. They become Facebook friends, which broadens to include Abby's family, her mother, Angela, Angela's husband, Vince, and Abby's attractive older half-sister, Megan, who lives in Gladstone, Michigan. For a documentary, Ariel and Henry Yost film Neve as he begins an online relationship with their sister, Megan.
Megan.
She sends him MP3s of song covers she performs for him, but Neve discovers that they are all taken from performances on YouTube. Now, keep in mind, this is in 2010. Okay.
YouTube was still a thing in 2010.
Well, it was just beginning to be a thing in 2010, okay. Yeah. So he later finds evidence that Angela and Abby have lied about other details of Abby's art career. Ariel, Neve's brother, urges him to continue the relationship for the documentary, although Neve seems reluctant to continue. The brothers decide to travel to Michigan in order to make an impromptu appearance at their home and confront Megan directly. As they arrive at the house, Angela takes some time to answer the door, but is welcoming and seems happy to finally meet Neve in person. She also tells him that she recently began chemotherapy for cancer, da-da-da-da. So basically...
I love how you just kind of just gloss over the cancer.
Because it's not relevant. but basically...
da-da-da.
Basically, they say they're staying in town, and they are trying to find, they want to see Abby and the sister Megan, but they get to talk to her on the phone, and Neve learns at that time that Megan and Abby never get to see each other. So they wake up, and there's this story about the Megan, the sister, having an alcohol problem. But at the conclusion of this film, it is revealed that Angela, the creepy old lady, is actually Abby.
I thought she was everybody.
She is. Like, online social presence, yeah. But she is the actual voice as well of Abby and the sister Megan. Those people actually exist. The Megan girl actually does exist, but she never really spoke to Neve. And the husband, he actually exists. And it's a quote by Vince that spawns the title of this film and the whole... reason we're doing this episode tonight, the term catfish, which is what, Logan?
I don't remember his exact quote. It's been a while since I've seen the movie, but basically...
I'll look for it.
When they're shipping koi fish, they had a problem where they would die from inactivity, so they put in a catfish with them to keep them active, and apparently the quote relates to... There's certain,
okay, here yeah, it is. And this is from, it's really weird because it's this redneck guy on a porch, and it's actually shot really well. This is the quote. By the time the codfish reached China, the flesh was mush and tasteless. So this guy came up with the idea that if you put these cods in these big vats, put some catfish in there with them, and the catfish will keep the cod agile. And there are those people who are catfish in life, and they keep you on your toes. And so that's...
Or they're just terrible.
Yeah, or they're just terrible.
Just freaking
this
monsters.
This show is still going.
Oh, yeah.
It's super popular.
Well, the show came about well after the movie.
Yeah, 2012. But, not well. This is two years.
Honestly, when you said that the would you say the documentary came out 2010? Honestly, yeah. it feels like that thing has been out way longer than that.
Well, it has been 6 years.
Yeah, but yeah, it feels even longer.
It feels
than
like
that.
It's been out about 10 years. Like this has been a 10-year-long thing. But yeah, the show is still relevant. It's one of MTV's most popular series. And that ends up being a little bit different than the actual story and what everything is. This is all based around
the guys, the director guys.
Yeah,
they did Paranormal Activity 3 and 4.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, had no idea.
Yeah,
I did not know that either.
Interesting.
I didn't know that either.
So, we asked online if people wanted to submit to us catfish stories. If you had been catfished, if you had been, you know, lied to about the person you were building a relationship with online, if you were talking to someone and they turned out not to be true online. But I was curious if you guys have ever had any experiences like that before we really get going.
Nope. I mean, I had, you know, my bout with online dating. Like actual legit sites, not the Tinders and stuff like that. But
the Tinders,
yeah. And
they give you, did it give you, did it give you the Tinders?
Yeah,
Margaret, I got on that Tinders today. Tinders.
But the worst thing that ever occurred with that, as far as the
one turned out to be a serial killer. That's,
I mean, it was like, you know, your picture, the person does not matter. I mean, that picture's you. But that picture was clearly years and years ago. You do not look anything like your picture presents it. That's been my worst experience on that.
But that's just the same as, I mean, essentially,
it's misrepresenting yourself.
It's misrepresenting.
I think,
you know.
I think the catfish TV show and the movie kind of takes it to that extreme where, you know, the person presents themselves to be something completely and utterly different, you know, than who they are.
Or sometimes they are who they are, but it, I don't know. I watched an episode recently where this gal from New York had been talking to this guy from Nashville on Instagram for a while. And he'd said that he was originally from Florida and that his camera was broken on his phone, so he could never video chat with her. And so they go and they confront each other, or they go to confront the guy, and it turns out it actually was him. Like, it was the guy that she saw photos of, that it really was that guy. He was just a D-bag and, like, didn't want to tell anybody about her. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. She was super cute, too, but he was just a douche.
Well, I mean, I think probably the most, you know, prominent thing that people probably associate with catfishing is like, okay, I've been talking to this girl online for months. You know, we've developed this online relationship. We finally go to meet, and it's a dude. You know, something like that. You know, things like that.
There's another documentary that's kind of about catfishing, but is also a crime story. It's called Tall Hot Blonde, TALHOTBLOND.
What is this?
It's a story of a guy who starts misrepresenting himself in this chat room as a younger dude. He says he's 18, but he's really, you know, a 47-year-old married dude. He meets a younger girl on there, and he's like, all right, I'm going to pretend to be this person and start a relationship with her. And he and one of his coworkers end up starting a relationship with this girl.
They both are portraying this one person?
No, they're two separate people. His coworker is being himself to this 18-year-old girl or whatever. Turns out that the girl was not the girl. It was the girl's mother. But they only find this out after the older gentleman kills his coworker in a jealous rage.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's messed
up. It's a pretty interesting documentary. I remember watching it and being like, this is insane.
What
is
it? Whoa. It's a blonde? Documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was
it? Tall Hot Blonde. TALHOTBLOND. It's being adapted for like a fiction movie, but it's also an actual Yeah, okay. It's a TV movie as well for the Lifetime as the fictional version, directed by Courtney Cox.
What was funny about that?
Friends. It's Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
And then she's directing anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, wait. That's how you know about this, isn't it? Because of Friends.
No, I watched Tall Hot Blonde a couple of years ago when it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
I had a big documentary phase.
You don't know if it's on Netflix currently?
I don't know if it's on there currently.
Interesting.
I'm going to take a look.
It's super intriguing. If you like murder mysteries, the 60 minutes kind of thing, it's a great short watch.
Yeah, I love the whole front line 60 minutes.
Why do you think people do this? Because if you watch the show, and whether the show is actually real or not, this is sort of up in the air. We'll get there in a few minutes. But
it's not on Netflix.
But
dang it.
You know, a lot of times people will just... It's just because they're bad people. You know, they do this because they're bad people. The documentary that Neve filmed, that this whole way of being is based on, you know, is not as nefarious. It's sickening. I mean, it's scary. I remember watching this.
Never mind, it is.
Oh, okay, great.
I put the extra L.
I remember watching it and thinking, my God, that's just... That's creepy.
Have you been watching any of the new season of South Park at all?
No,
not yet.
Their second episode just premiered
Wednesday
this week. Yeah, and so essentially, you know, they've been tackling a lot of issues like Colin Kaepernick and things like that. But they've taken on this kind of, because you know the show's doing all these season long story arcs.
Yeah, they started that 2 years ago. They started doing 10 episodes with a story arc.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, it's
amazing. Wonderful. The show is so much better now that you
did. They actually have a purpose.
Yes,
yeah. I mean,
like PC Principal last year, and that whole thing was so good. So very good. But this year it looks like what they're tackling is online trolls. And so the first episode kind of takes place where there's this online troll that's going to the school, like the little kid's school's message board, and they're taking on social media all these teachers and parents and kids, and they're photoshopping genitals in their mouths, and it's a troll that goes by the name of Skank Hunt 42 or something like that. And the best part about it is you finally figure out who it is, who's the person that's actually doing it, because everybody thinks that it's Cartman, but it's actually Kyle's dad.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining this?
Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, it's South Park.
I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay. It's South Park. But
now you already know about it.
Yeah,
now I'm sad.
But that's the best part about it is they play with
that's the best part about it. You just ruined it.
Well, no. It's,
thanks.
The way that they treated it is that everybody's notion is, oh, well, it's some dude sitting at home living in his mom's basement just, you know, getting his jollies off of, you know, ticking people off and all this other stuff.
No, it's Randy.
And that would actually make the logical choice that you would think that it's Randy, but they use Gerald Brovlosky, Kyle's dad, the lawyer that finds his jollies doing this. And I think that's kind of the idea, is we think it's those kinds of people that are doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it turns out that that's not the case.
Like Logan.
Yeah.
Logan, do you catfish people?
No, I don't.
I can see you doing that.
Yeah.
I actually cannot see you doing that.
I don't think he has the patience to do it.
You don't. But and that's the thing, some of these instances go on for years.
Yeah.
I mean,
the long con.
Years. I mean,
I've never understood online relationships where it is strictly, you know, the interaction is strictly online. You know, it's not meeting in person, kind of thing like that, but they continue these are seemingly very serious committed relationships with somebody that they've never actually seen with their own two eyes.
Catfish, the TV show, really recently got a little bit of a notoriety bump because they featured the story of a guy who thought that he had been in a relationship with Katy Perry for the last 6 years.
Nuh-uh.
And they couldn't convince him otherwise.
They finally did, sort of. Maybe.
Did they introduce him to Katy Perry? And she's like,
no, they introduced him to the woman who was catfishing him
in England.
And he was still like, I don't believe it.
Yeah, like the end of like, the way that they do their episodes on TV is like, they'll tell the story and then there's the confrontation. Then Neve and Max will try to resolve it somehow, good or bad. And then they'll do like a Skype follow up with the people individually if they can. And in this instance, they Skyped with the guy. Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, I haven't really talked to her. You know, she said you want to be friends. It's fine. We're moving on. So then they Skype the gal. And the gal's like, I got this weird email. I got some weird emails from him that I never responded to because, you know, she admits, I've been this Katy Perry person for 6 years.
What?
6 years. And she was like, I get this email after you guys left. It was like, I know that they just wanted me to think that they introduced me to some girl that was trying to be you, and I didn't believe it. And yeah, like,
believe it then, buddy.
Yeah. Just,
like when Katy Perry spoke out, like, man, I feel for that guy. He took that as like a secret message to him.
Yeah,
that's
And he's like saying that, you know, like he'll listen to her album and be like, well, see, that lyric is about me. What? Yeah, but see, in
people
this,
are so stupid.
Here's the thing.
Freud would have a hard time with that guy.
I know, well, Freud would have a hard time with this whole position. But see, here's the thing that is just bizarre to me about this is that in revealing, hey, this is not actually Katy Perry. This is the girl who it is. She, like, they cut right to the chase in this episode because usually it's we're going to go do a little bit more research once we get to the location.
Like, you know, this is not Katy Perry.
No, like she calls them directly and was like, hey, I'm coming over. Let's just get this over with. And during this 6 years, she moved from where she had been close to this guy to the UK. In that amount of time, like, her father had died and all kinds of horrible things, and she continued to be Katy Perry.
Why would you, like, number one, why would you do that? Number two, why are you an idiot to believe it?
There's a lot of people, like, you watch the show and you see the reasons that they give, and it's escapism. It's like they don't know who they don't like who they are.
So this girl that's pretending to be Katy Perry, does she have like a normal life outside of pretending to be Katy Perry?
Or is she just Katy Perry 24/7?
No, she's a lesbian that has a normal life.
Like in a relationship with another woman?
Yes.
Okay.
And that is one of the ways that they helped confirm that it was actually her through the research was her ex-girlfriend.
Who has this much time? And why would you spend...
Well, a lot of these folks will go on to admit that...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
A lot of these people will go on to admit that it was like Logan was saying, is very comforting to them that they were able to speak to them in their own voice, but they didn't realize it.
Well,
you know, the catfish or E didn't realize they'd been catfished.
You get the multitude of reasons. You get, I don't like myself, so I wanted to be someone else. This is the only way I can get people to like me is another one that they'll use.
Well, then you're crappy person.
I mean, like,
not you, Logan. You're an all right person.
It's the perceived.
Unless you're catfishing people.
I'm not. It's the perceived.
Are we catfishing people right now?
Yeah, this show, he's catfishing us.
My name is not really Ethan Macaroni.
It doesn't really go out.
I'm actually every single member of Jugheads Incorporated.
Wow.
Including Eric
Josh Clark. Spends the entire week recording each and every single part and just edits it on GarageBand on his Mac. That's it.
Yeah. You do a great Ian McAnally impression.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Logan Barnes. Hey, guys.
That's Josh doing an impression of Josh doing an impression of Logan.
And that's how that guy thought that Katy Perry was communicating
Good
with him.
Lord, that is some mental hurdles that you were trying to go through.
Yeah, it's pretty.
She melted his popsicle and his brain.
Yeah, she kissed a girl and liked it in real life. Yeah.
But I mean, here's the rub for me.
I did too.
If you have a normal life, you have.
Did you say here's the rub?
But see, here's the thing. It's normal. Normal people get caught up in this too because it's not necessarily I'm catfishing you on an online dating profile. Like partners do it to their partner.
Yeah. Yeah, to catch cheaters and all kinds of stuff.
Like catch them in conversational lies and to see if they'll cheat and to see if they'll do that.
That's entrapment.
And it's
it's not legal.
That is not legal.
it's interesting that they actually recently did an episode on catfish where this lady was using an app and like an online shopping app for a local region for a region that she was in. And she began a conversation, like she began talking with this guy on this app. It wasn't sexual. It wasn't, I'm going to leave my husband. She was married. And she like really began to open up to this guy. Turns out it was her husband the whole time. Like they'd been having this huge communication breakdown. And she contacted the show because she wanted to come clean to her husband that she'd been having this, you know, sort of this relationship of sorts with this guy, but it was really her husband.
I got to question your motives if, you know, your whole thing about coming clean is to do it on national television.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like,
Well, that's kind of like Jerry Springer and yeah. You know, having, you know, like, baby, what are the parent
who's the daddy?
Yeah,
I think you just catfished us with your brain.
Yeah, I had a brain fart.
Yeah, I think that sometimes it's just
words,
blue screen of death. That was my James impression.
Hey, Katy Perry just texted me.
Yeah,
wait a second. Katy Perry just texted me too.
Hey, guys. It's me, Katy Perry. Yeah, it is.
That's exactly what she said, Josh. God.
Hey, I got a text from Katy Perry, too. Weird, guys.
Huh. That's how did Katy Perry get in our group chat? So, I don't know. I just, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, have you ever been in that situation where, not necessarily like you've developed a relationship, but like you talk to someone on Facebook or some other social avenue, and it was not even that person nope. wasn't even real. No, nope. Never been in that situation.
I James just sent something funny in the group
You're
message.
You're welcome.
James just shutting it down.
I don't want to. I don't want it to sound like I'm casting judgment on anybody because I genuinely know people that met online and are married and have had long.
I'm sorry, I'm getting catfished over here.
Yep. The group message is blowing up right now.
Katy Perry is really vulgar.
She is.
She's filthy. I guess that's what that guy liked about her.
She's a dirty, dirty girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in online dating is a thing. Here's some stats that you guys might find interesting.
I like stats.
Okay, today in 2016, 15% of U.S. adults reports they have used online dating sites or mobile dating apps. Is that surprising to anyone?
No. Yeah, I expected it to be higher, honestly.
You're in that percentage. Right?
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it would be higher, but I've never done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one.
You're married.
Yeah.
Here's five facts. Five facts about online dating. Number one, online dating has lost much of its stigma, and a majority of Americans now say online dating is a good way to meet people.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
That is actually true. I think it might get lost in more rural areas where it's just not that hard to meet people.
I'm telling you, man, farmers only if you're rural.
But if you live in a reasonably sized city, especially if you're not from there and you don't know a lot of people there, it is a good way to meet people. I've actually gone on some online dates where I'm still friends with those people. Yeah. Like have pretty good relationships with them. It just didn't progress into anything romantic.
Sorry, Logan.
But it is
sad face.
It is.
Oh God!
Great, here comes Katy Perry again.
But it is much easier than trying to say go to the bar and strike up a
because it's 2016
conversation. Yeah,
that really doesn't happen anymore.
No.
You know, and as a kid, like I will say as a kid, but like as a teenager, when in the early stages of the internet, James and I were talking before we started about this local chat room that most people in our area.
Oh, we talked about it on here before.
Yeah, yeah. T6 Roads. Most people in the area would be on there.
Retro internet.
And I remember one time, me and a guy that I know I've mentioned on the show before, Todd. He used to. He used to pick up babes all the time on the T6 Roads, and one time he had me go with him to meet a gal and her sister in Tupelo, and. You know, I mean, it was the early stages of that even being a thing that worked. And I think I even told my mother that we were going to go do that for some reason.
And why would you ever tell your mother?
I don't know. I guess because it was so, I don't know.
In case I die, this is what I did.
And so her comment to me was, well, I hope it's not an axe murderer. So nine times out of ten, if I do anything that is suspect, I always will say, well, at least it wasn't an axe murderer.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, that was clearly a very, very long time ago in the early stages of the internet.
And interestingly enough, they were real people that were very unattractive.
Surprising.
But they were real. And I guess they were like the photos that Todd had seen that I wasn't privy to.
But if we were to try to create a barometer of dating websites, I would say eHarmony is probably...
Did you say Harmony?
Harmony.
You said Harmony.
Did I?
He had some eHarmony at
he
the Tonky Tonk.
He said Tonky Tonk.
Yeah.
He said Tonky Tonk.
Tonky Tonk.
Badonka Donk.
But eHarmony would be up there as probably like the legit,
only.
You know, it's a legit,
is it legit
site for legit people. From what I've heard and what I've seen.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah.
Hey,
It's going to be probably your safest option. And down there towards the bottom is like, you know, the Craigslist misconnections. You know,
yeah,
thread.
That's probably, that's the best
I'm
way
so
to die.
I'm so glad I'm married.
You know.
Gross. Out on them casual encounters there, aren't you?
Casual like, encounters, like, sub, you know,
hey, you
sub Craigslist.
Saw you on the subway
thread.
You was reading a book.
Like
I liked it.
Let's get together. And there's just inexplicably a lot of dollar signs in
there. You trolling for some company on that thread, you are at your own risk there.
Also, I'm selling a coffee table.
Yeah.
That we're going to kill you on.
Casual encounters, so I can sell this great shiffer robe that I need to get rid of.
You gonna come bust up this shiffer robe? And my junk.
I'm gonna need you to put on more than a robe, please. Thank you very much.
Bidet.
So this is an interesting statistic. In 2005, when people were asked the question, is online dating a good way to meet people? 44% of people said yes. In 2015, when they asked the same question, is online dating a good way to meet people? 59% of Americans said yes. Oh. So the attitude is trending up. Only 23% of Americans said that people who use online dating sites are desperate. So the attitude is definitely changing towards that. Number two, online dating has jumped among adults under age 25, as well as those in their late 50s and early 60s.
Oh, divorce
is super high right now. Yeah. And
actually, I thought it wasn't. I thought it was going down. Like, divorces were going down.
I thought it
down.
Was trending the same.
Yeah.
A little over 50%. Let me look. Divorce rate 2016.
Yeah, let's see where we are on that.
I thought we were trending down.
You don't have to be lonely.
DivorceIsOnly.com.
Is that a thing?
No.
It could be.
What's that one that's for like 50s and up?
Our time.
What is this? I've never heard of this.
It's for old people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the over 50 singles site.
Oh.
And don't forget about Jew Date.
What? That,
oh. It is a Jewish dating service.
There's also blackpeopledate.com.
It's Black
Christian
People Meet.
Mingle.
Yeah. Christian Mingle.
Is Christian Mingle like the Tinder version of eHarmony? Because I assume that it is.
No, that's Grindr.
Yeah, that's Grindr.
That's not, and I've seen that app on your phone, Logan. Thank you very much.
Ooh,
and I know you were a fan of that show.
Like Logan roasted. Looking for bears.
Been roasted.
Say 40 to 50%.
Oh, so it's about the same.
Yeah, about the same. So, but either way, divorce is pretty high. If you're that old, you're like, I'm not going back to the bars.
Yeah, you're too old to go to the bar. Yeah.
Well, but see, the thing is,
6:30. So,
thing is, even millennials don't want to go to the bars. You know, because you're constantly working.
Well, millennials don't want to go to the bar because they need their safe space.
Well, and you can't.
Well, also, bars are expensive.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that's
and I want to make my own homebrew small batch drinks at my house.
Oh, I hate you
I don't
so
know
much.
If there's a hipster version of online dating, but I'm sure it's terrible too.
It's called real life dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was dating before it was cool.
How's that going? Number three, one-third
of... thesamethings.com.
Yeah.
You just made $1 million.
Pat Penny. Yeah. Pat Penny.
It's Tinder, but just a list of things you hate.
It's recorded. Let somebody get the date down.
I would like to suggest skinny...
20 seconds.
I would like to suggest skinnyjeansmeat.com. And
also
the,
patent pending.
The alternate version of that would be spelled with an A instead of two E's.
Frames only, and then you're saying symbol is just the outline of some glasses.
That's my business venture, is just registering URLs and waiting for somebody to come and buy them.
I hate people like you. Number three. One third of people who have used online dating have never actually gone on a date with someone they met on these sites. I'll say it again because you wouldn't shut up.
Make jokes over your facts.
I wasn't talking, Josh. I was listening.
I just said electric boogaloo.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have cursed if I had done that.
I said Google, too.
And you didn't say Google, too, you idiot.
He said Google, too, and I followed it up with electric boogaloo.
And
Google.
I was
Google too, electric
silently
boogaloo.
Listening with full attention.
Electric Googaloo.
You are why we can't have nice things.
Quit, put the pun hands down.
You have to accept me and my pun hands.
We don't have to accept you.
Anyway,
okay.
One third of people who have used online dating have never actually gone on a date with someone they met on these sites. That is interesting.
That's not surprising to me at all.
No wonder catfishing is a thing that happens a lot.
Well, I can tell you, when I was doing online dating, a lot of times you would talk to a lot of girls, but the one, like, it was very few that were actually
willing to go
to meet. Yeah.
Okay. Take me through
an encounter.
An encounter on Tinder.
Ooh.
An encounter on Tinder. let's use
swipe
match.
Right, go home.
Let's use the cleanest version of this encounter. What we can.
There were poles and holes.
Let's use Match.com.
Yeah, let's go with a traditional dating.
Is that allowed?
Match.com is you're going to fill out a questionnaire.
Already not doing it. No wonder people die alone.
You're going to talk about the things that you're interested in. And
I don't blame you, Logan.
How many puppets do you own?
I don't know. How many puppets do you own?
What is your favorite breed of cat?
What does your doll room look like?
If you had a bookshelf, how many human skulls would it have on it?
Jesus!
How many skins of heathers do you own?
Does it put just the lotion on the skin?
What is your least favorite
name? Or does it get the hose again?
So were all of these conversations successful for you, Ian? Yeah, I mean,
no.
You haven't been caught yet, so that's a good thing.
So you take the questionnaire. And
yeah, so basically it's going to be about yourself first, and then it's going to be about what it is that you're looking for. And then, of course, you're going to create your profile, and you're going to put the best fruit up front. And, you know, yes. And... you'll get likes, you'll go through, and you
do you
will...
mean penis? Because that's what I'm suggesting.
That's what we all suggested. Yeah.
Yeah. My profile picture is just a packet.
It's clean, shorn, you know.
Are they able to pinch in and out for definition?
I think we're talking about Adult Friend Finder now.
Oh, that's another one. There you go.
Is it on display for Harambe?
What about HarambeOnly.com?
You know what? That's a good idea. How many dating profiles does Harambe have at this point?
I did see where BuzzFeed did a feature on all of the Harambe Tinder profiles.
Oh, yes.
And how someone has just gone into like every major city. They had to have bought like the premium profile so that they could change their location.
Woo!
But they did.
Would you like another?
What is wrong with you?
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But they did.
You're welcome.
They did that. They would like made the same Harambe profile over and over.
Like
on
Tinder is such an unpoliced, like, just cesspool.
Because you got to think about it. Like, someone is probably sitting in their cube every day with their Harambe Tinder profile, doing nothing but swiping right on everybody they see.
It is the Twitter of dating apps. It is just totally unpoliced and cesspool.
You don't have to be lonely at HarambeOnly.com.
You've put a picture of your junk up.
Yeah, actually, you do have to be lonely at HarambeOnly.com.
You have created your profile, and of course, you can browse other people's profiles, and you can say, you can like that person.
And this is Match.com.
This is Match.com. Okay. You can like that person, and they'll get a notification. Let you know, you'll get notifications if somebody likes you. So, of course, you can pick and choose who it is that you want to talk to. I would say my experience was like this. The majority of the girls that you would try to initiate conversation with, you would never end up meeting. The smaller percentage...
Why is that?
The conversation doesn't go anywhere.
Or is it the conversation doesn't go anywhere, or is this where the catfishing comes in? Are these real accounts? Are they fake profiles? Can you tell?
Can only speak from my experience. I can say that I clearly saw a number of fake profiles, but it would be like on anything you can
tell.
Yeah, you can tell pretty
incomplete
clearly.
Profile like, information. Yeah.
Like when you get that random friend request on Facebook from this weirdly named porn star that you don't have connections with. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that you can tell very easily. And
but
then,
you know, I've always got at least one mutual friend with them. Some idiot will accept that friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the infection spreads to you, bud.
That's how the zombie apocalypse will start.
Lay handy.
But you know, Match would have
that's
a
real
thing.
Guy. Sorry.
Match would have a thing where you could, like, if somebody would like my profile and I would get a notification that says such and such liked your profile.
Who is such and such?
Well, I don't know.
Was she hot?
Some of them. But, like, you would be able to like them back, or you could say don't like, and what it would do is it would send an automated message.
That's just the middle finger.
That's like, this person obviously does not like you, so leave them alone.
But it's basically a polite message that says, I'm flattered and I appreciate it, but I don't feel like I share the same interests, blah, blah, blah. But thank you for the likes.
Right. That's very kind.
Yeah, I mean, because like I said, Match is a little bit, you know, more legit, I guess you could say.
PC, it's more politically correct.
And but the ones that I actually did go out on a date with, it was one of two outcomes. The first outcome was probably less frequent, the smallest one.
Yep, harambeonly.com right
We're
there.
Talking about Match.com here. It would be their profile picture and the actual real person. The picture was them in the profile picture, but they have clearly changed in the amount of time since that picture had been taken.
Okay, so here's my question. How do you handle that situation? Because that's essentially catfishing.
It really is.
They know that this is a 10-year-old photo that they've gained 4 Thanksgiving turkeys under their chin, and they use their photo.
And they're also 10 years older.
Yeah, and they've grown a tail
mustache
down there, but you know, how does that play out? Tell me how that situation plays out.
My plan to avoid those kind of situations was always this. My first thing that I'm going to ask you to do is very, I guess, easy to get into, but also easy to get out to. I'm just going to invite you to a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I may only have to spend 30 minutes to an hour with you. You know, give you some conversation. And then at that point, if I, you know, if I think the date's going well or if, you know, I'm seeing some interest.
You slip on my hotel key.
No. I would say, you know, are you hungry? Let's go get something to eat or let's go out to a bar and have some drinks, whatever. But if it's just, you know, a train wreck, I'm like, no, thank you. Or I'm just more like, well, I appreciate it.
So it's like season one of How I Met Your Mother where Barney came up with the lemon law.
Oh, I don't. I've never seen.
Yeah, you have to refresh.
You get like 5 minutes on a date with a person. If it's not going your way, you go, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to lemon law you, and just get up and leave.
No. You're ugly. Goodbye.
No.
You lied.
Oh, I'm not that cold-hearted.
Oh, okay.
No,
but
I mean,
you would.
I mean, I would just simply not extend the date any further.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll have the cup of coffee, and the only thing that I'm out of is a cup of coffee.
So
on
do
price.
You... Have you
$3?
Have you in the past acknowledged that the images did not match?
Yeah, yeah. Like on that date,
no.
do you go like, "Hey,
absolutely
so
not.
You look nothing like your profile picture."
Absolutely,
that's very
not.
Confrontational.
Be like, "Are you going to send your daughter here? Because that's what I'm waiting on." Not
absolutely
you.
Not. And it's
sir.
It's not because I'm worried about protecting that person's safe space. I'm worried about protecting my safe space because that person could also be crazy.
Yeah, that's why he has this little bitty pick stick on here.
Like, yeah, I got a little
it's
blade
so
on my keychain.
It'll annoy the crap out of you.
So he can cut boxes, I think.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you never know.
So what's your ratio of successful encounters as compared to ones like that?
Well, I'm still single, so 0% success rate on that.
Okay.
Because the other outcome was always this. They are just a potato. I mean, they're just they're it is that fringe group of people that are just so socially awkward
So it's like going on a date with Logan.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. And
you've admitted to being socially awkward.
Not lying.
So.
Potato. Potato.
Actually, Logan can articulate himself very well when he gets comfortable.
Oh, you haven't seen me in an awkward situation, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. Has he seen you without pants on in a hotel a time or two?
That was me. That was the awkward situation for me. Not.
Yeah. Ian was the one babbling like an idiot.
I was perfectly comfortable there.
What are you doing?
I wasn't babbling like an idiot. It's like, put your pants on, dude.
Thanks a lot, Airbnb.
Yeah. So yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
Logan, did you know that we had couches in our room? Just
yet again,
out.
There were couches. Pull out couches.
Yeah. Pull out sofas.
I'll just sleep in the cool room next time.
Yeah,
the Coraline room.
Yeah.
Making up a song about how Logan died. He vanished in this little room.
He became claymation.
Yeah. But it is very That'd interesting. Awesome. And again, I can only speak from my experience, and I can only speak from my perspective. But these people that I would talk to when they are behind a keyboard are interesting, articulate, cultured.
Because we've gotten to be so comfortable behind
being
our
anonymous.
Behind our, but well, and maybe
it's not even anonymous.
It's not even anonymous. We use our devices like this crutch. I mean, and some people, like in catfishing, are using it to totally shroud who they are. But you know, like in Ian's situation, it's maybe they aren't in the shape that they used to be, or maybe they only can communicate one way, you know,
via keyboard.
I mean, this, I think, is why some folks catfish.
Well, it's wrong. They shouldn't do it.
Well, I agree, but I don't think that, James, in that situation, I don't think that they realize they're doing that. You know, like, I don't think that some of these folks realize it's not cool to put your high school pictures on there because you're 40. Mm. You know, I mean, and
that, or lie about your age. That has happened. Yeah,
really. How's that come up?
Well, one of my experiences where we're talking about your picture did not match reality is that this person was about 15 years older than they claimed to be.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't just the picture. It was, you know,
they just flat out said,
yeah,
so.
They're on their profile, they lied about their age. And it, you know, when I saw this person face to face, you know, I kind of skirted around the issue at first because it was awkward and uncomfortable. And so I just happened to ask, you know, I was like, so are you really this old? And she's like, no, I'm actually this old. And she's about 15 years older than she claimed to be.
And you're like, can you take me to soccer practice now?
Now, I think there's a little bit of a difference between using a dated picture. That's still misrepresenting
yourself.
That's
a misrepresentation.
That is understandable. That's not as bad as flat out just being like, no, I'm 25 when you're actually 40. You know, that's
so
totally different.
What is worse about lying about your age than misrepresenting who you are physically?
It's
not. I mean, it's all bad. It's
all
what it is.
It's bad, but like the photo is still you. It's still an idea of who you are. While
and the photo of this lady was still her. But
I noticed you're saying lady.
Yeah, because she was much older than I was. And
why did she do it? Did she give me a reason?
I didn't pry. It felt uncomfortable to pry. You know, and I'm sure she has her justifications for it, and I would assume, and a full assumption is that it probably comes from a lot of insecurities, or maybe
right.
kind of like what Logan was saying, the folks on the catfish show. I feel like this is the only way I can get people to even give me a chance to sit down.
Right.
But speaking from my perspective, being in that situation, yeah, you feel lied to, you feel duped, you know, and you kind of just, the only thing that you want to do is get out of that situation as quickly as you
see,
can.
See, I think catfishing is way more popular than people realize. You know, like, I thought, well, we'll put out this call to see if anyone has a story, you know, along the lines a la Catfish the Show. Mm-hmm. But really, I think it's a bigger issue socially than folks are realizing.
Well, I guess I'll call the lying about your age or posting a misleading photo micro catfishing, because you aren't making up or pretending to be an entirely different person.
So what, you
you're just misrepresenting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not quite, I don't think proper catfishing of being someone else is that prevalent, but I would say that actual, like, misrepresenting yourself is probably pretty
well rampant. Like, let's go back and talk about the documentary. That, I mean, that is some serious business, what that lady did to Neve. you know,
the Katy Perry thing. I mean, it's and that, pretending that too. To be somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that like it's a mental illness. I mean, it, essentially, is what it is. And
but is it not regardless of what your own like the person, the woman that's pretending to be Katy Perry, whatever her selfish reasons for doing it are, you're exploiting somebody's real feelings. And regardless of that person is, you know, mentally stable or not and lives in any kind of form of reality, to that person it's real. And that's I don't see how somebody can, you know, fall asleep at night knowing that they are just flat out exploiting somebody's, you know, feelings like
the
that.
The actual definition on UrbanDictionary.com of catfish: a catfish is someone who pretends to be someone they're not, using Facebook or other social media to create false identities, particularly to pursue deceptive online romances. Here's the sentence. Dave, did you hear how Dave got totally catfished last month? The fox he thought he was talking to turned out to be a pervy guy from San Diego. I mean, like, I think that is right. That's a definition. But I think there are other definitions, like Logan mentioned. I mean, it's come a long way since 2010 when this documentary debuted.
I mean, it's a subset of it. As long as you're not being somebody totally else, it's different. I mean, one is just lying, which, you know, majority of people do all the time.
Okay, here's,
and then the other is like complete and total deception.
Is as long as we're going to continue to make online dating the norm, the trend, and it is trending upwards heavily because of just society. We work more. We don't have more free time. It's, you know,
it's convenient.
It's convenient. It's why fast food is popular. The more these dating apps continue to grow and change, the more of these are going to happen. This is going to happen. Here's some interesting statistics about Tinder. Tinder launched in 2012, and you know they have estimated around or over 50 million plus users. You know they experience anywhere upwards to 10 to 20 million users actively a day, and gosh. The number of daily swipes on Tinder is 1.4 billion.
Wow.
1.4 billion. Out of 1.4 billion daily swipes, there are 26 million matches made daily on Tinder. Matches. Mm-hmm. That's success on the most basic level of our profiles agree. Whether it's a fake profile or not, it's 26 million as compared to 1.4 billion swipes, yes or no?
There are a lot of fake profiles on Tinder. A ton.
Interesting.
A ton.
Percentage. This is from late 2015. Percentage of Tinder users that are single, 54%. Let's see. Percentage of Tinder users that are millennials, 79%. And let's see. This is interesting. Estimated number of paying Tinder users, 1 million. So it's free, and as long as there are free things and ways for people to connect, they're going to. I mean, I don't think there's anything that we can do about catfishing. It's going to continue to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Ian, you've been in these situations. Like, do you have any advice for people who have potentially been catfished? How do you avoid it? Is there a way to avoid it?
I mean, do your research. You know, I mean,
and it's probably not Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It's for real not Katy Perry, you moron.
You know, there's ways to send messages on things like Tinder that will let you know very quickly if you're speaking to a bot. You know, do that kind of stuff. Read the profiles. I mean, make a logical decision about the, you know, the person.
Is it easy on these apps to verify their actual identity?
I would say that most of the Tinder profiles that I have seen, if it's fake, it's a bot.
Mm-hmm. And how can you tell it's fake?
Just having, like, doing the message. Like, message the profile and, you know, message a very simple statement like a, hey, wait to see what you kind of get back as a response. Uh-huh. And I've read online it asks, you know, hey, send a simple statement that says, hey, you know, to prove that you're not a bot, will you please cite the date, the time, and where my profile says I'm located? And if 9 times out of 10, or I'd probably say 10 times out of 10, you're going to get a bot response. You're going to get a response that's, you know,
how are you doing today?
Yeah, totally unrelated to what you
my
just
perfect grammar.
Yeah, just
or
and
bad,
you're like,
horrible English.
Okay,
my pants is on floor.
Yeah, just something ridiculous. And
oh, that sounds spicy.
Let's meet.
Swipe.
But if it's an actual person behind that, take your time. You know, just don't put yourself in weird situations. And, you know, let people know where you are if you're going to meet somebody, you know.
Interesting statistic. 5% of Americans who are in a marriage or committed relationship say they met their significant other online.
How many percent?
5.
Okay.
That's a really low stat.
I know people that are still in very loving, very successful marriages that met online. I mean, it can work.
Should you ever like call the catfish out, you think? I mean, like, this guy has based his entire career on it. I mean, he has the benefit of having
the whole premise of the show is the meeting, right? Like, that's what you watch the show for. Is
I don't watch the show.
It's two people that have this online relationship that have never met before in their entire life. Clearly, one person is not who they say they are.
If somebody's like,
let's
we can't,
get these people to meet finally.
We all have phones that have cameras in the phones. Well, if somebody's like, well, you know, my webcam doesn't work. This is in 1998. You got a smartphone, dummy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a webcam for my computer, but I do have...
You have a phone that has a camera.
A phone that's got a front-facing camera.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, even when I was on Match, if I was having a conversation with somebody, you know, one of the first things that I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Facebook and I'm going to type your name in there and I'm going to see if a profile comes up. And I'm going to see if the information that I see there matches the information that I see on your Match profile. And, you know, that's not necessarily a you know, completely 100% confirmation that that's a real person, but that's a start. You know, I mean, it's just checking and making sure that, you know, there are other sources of evidence out there that can support the, you know, that this is an actual person. But I don't think that I would ever confront a catfish. I mean, I would probably, like, if I'd ever gotten myself so deep into a situation where I was in an online relationship with somebody that I'd never actually met before in my entire life, and then I met that person and they were a complete farce of who they presented themselves to be.
Right.
And just be like, I would think I would just probably walk away. Just be like, I'm sorry.
You're right. The whole reason people watch that show is for the confrontation, is the meat of, you know, what happens there.
The meat and potatoes.
Oh. Meet your potato.
Put your pun hands down.
Yeah. Put your...
put him down.
No.
He's waving.
Not waving faster.
I can't stop. Not waving faster. Put him down.
And in this week's extra episode, Logan gets a tender.
Yay. No, I don't.
No support.
So don't go looking for me on there, ladies. Wink.
They don't.
I know.
Yeah, so...
Fellas.
And by ladies, I mean Eric Lemon and Eric Plum.
They would swipe right on me.
Lemon.
They would. So, Ian, next time you feel like you're getting catfished, you have to tell us.
So we can record it and make money off of it.
Yeah, so we can spawn successful MTV careers.
Not even at all.
Why?
You guys are vicious and brutal.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'll admit it, yeah.
Logan.
What?
They're vicious and brutal.
Yeah, they are.
We're all vicious and brutal.
Perhaps
not Logan, but perhaps, the three of us are.
Perhaps savage, even.
Savage. Yes, that's probably the best way to put it.
Interestingly enough, when I posted on Instagram today from our Jug account, which you can follow at Instagram, at Just Us Geeks, we got an interesting follow from How to Be a Man Magnet. The account name is Dating Diva Deb. beamanmagnet.com.
Wait, you want to attract men? Is that what we're...
No, apparently, I guess they think we want to.
Bet you that's a catfish.
Yeah, it just sounds fake. Do you think that people still, like, even though this is a lot more prevalent, you think people still are always going to have a problem admitting that they got catfished?
Yeah,
probably.
It's
embarrassing. Yeah.
Well, like, especially if you get super emotionally
super
devoted
catfished
into it, like.
But if you really think about it, is it any riskier than go into a bar, striking up a conversation with a random
really
person, and
finding out they're a serial killer?
They could be an axe murderer.
Yeah. Is it any riskier than that?
They're married, or you know,
ugly.
Well, I mean, you're at the bar talking to them.
Yes, at some point you got to leave the bar.
That's what the.
Some point their table's not going to look like that one.
Yeah. There's a lot of empty beer bottles on this table right now.
Ian, I'd like to introduce you to my friend James. He has a sister named Jamie that is not an award-winning actress.
How you doing?
She has a beard too, so
yep.
She's pretty straightforward with it. If you're interested in that,
yeah.
We
hit me up.
I think
gotcha,
I think. Hey baby,
HMU.
I think that
for DCF?
I think
no,
always
maybe
I've, down to fun.
Yeah,
Logan, that doesn't mean an eggplant, so. But
crying eggplant.
Yeah. It's not chocolate ice cream.
Why
either.
Do they keep sending me these sad eggplants?
Why is Katy Perry in our group chat? So, so I think Ian, the next time you like you, we should get you to fire up the Tinder.
Mm.
just fire up the old Tinder machine
and
fire up the Tinder
and get you to like swipe right on all the people you think are fake.
Everybody, no, just swipe right on everybody.
Okay, yeah, you should swipe right on everybody for a day and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then report back to us.
I can already tell you what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Sheer bedlam. Sheer bedlam is what's going to happen.
Is it bedroom bedlam?
Wow, wow.
Well, it depends. But no.
Hold on, James. I have a recording of that encounter with Ian. It's just a number station.
What you like, buddy?
It's summoning the clowns. That's what that's doing. That's why they're all.
Oh, that's what the number stations are for. They're coordinating the clowns across the country.
We figured it out.
We
just catfished everyone. This is really about clown numbers.
Clown numbers. The clown numbers are growing.
Yeah. They are.
What
if there's just a clown standing right back there in the workshop?
He will not make it out of here.
Then no one would ever hear this
what if
recording.
It was like
I'm not open
clowns.
Carrying today, so.
No. I would be openly running. That's what I would be doing.
I would be openly killing.
Yeah. Table flip on James, so he gets pinned and he's the one they murder and then run out the door.
It's plastic. It's not going to pin me.
It's catfish, not clowns. So, Ian, I'm going to need you to go right
it's clown
swipe.
Fish.
Clown fishing.
Oh, it's just a really sad little fish with
thought
a half a fin.
Thought it was a hot chick, turned out to be a freaking clown.
Turned out to be Nemo. We're going to need you like right swipe every day for like a week.
Mm.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Do it.
You can use a GIF that you have on your phone as your profile photo.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, can I completely create a false... You know,
so can you catfish?
Can I be the
someone?
Catfish?
Logan and I, we had this conversation.
Can I be the catfish to catch other catfish?
We had this conversation of doing a stupid YouTube series where you catfish people.
But telling it from the catfisher's perspective.
So it's like you totally emotionally wreck somebody for entertainment
yeah,
purposes.
Yeah, and then we felt bad about thinking about it. But
yeah.
But I think it would be interesting to like do that, not be who you are, and just see how many other people are out there doing
but
it.
But is it ethically acceptable if I am catfishing only to catch other catfish?
No.
I think that's the whole plot of Daredevil, essentially. So,
what?
Like, not like catfishing, but like, you know, he's...
I've never seen Daredevil use Tinder.
It's Blinder. That's
he's
what
never
he
seen
uses.
Him use it either.
But like, I don't know. Like, I think maybe that's a good ethical question. Like, is it? Because at some point, that's going to be a service someone provides.
Well, because if they get pissed off at me, I'm going to be like, hey, you were doing it too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. get off that high horse.
Yeah. I just wonder. Self-righteous. I wonder what the percentage is as compared to gay and straight. Is like, are more straight people catfished or more gay people catfished? You know, I think that would be interesting to look up.
I don't really think that catfish have, you know, those kind of qualifications of gay or straight. They're just swimming around under the water. And
well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that. Because you received a message today
yes.
from somebody that was on an actual episode of Catfish, a very small bit part. But the premise of the show that she was on, the two main people in the show, they were on like these transgender sites, and the female was pretending to be a male, but the guy was also into women, but he wasn't. And then she ended up being a female anyways. So it was weird, kind of like that. So I think, you know, it can get kind of a weird rabbit
confusing.
Hole of like how
I don't know what
how
to
many
do.
How many dream levels
what do you do with your hands
like
I don't
how
know.
Many dream levels are we into this at this point, you know?
Oh, that token is about to fall right over. Yeah, yeah, there's no telling. Yeah,
but speaking of Keandra, my friend Keandra that lives in Jackson, Mississippi, works at a great bar called Finian's Pub. Was on the show.
I would say it's a great bar.
This was my favorite bar in all of Jackson.
It's pretty good though.
Yeah, she sent us a message today, and I'll let Josh, since he's got the message, explain it.
So basically, she outlines that on this episode of Catfish that she was on, that it isn't real. That the show is not actually real. That they pay for a story. And then they essentially reenact.
Because
that
guys,
story.
It's still reality TV. It's still on MTV. You know, there is no such thing as reality TV.
Yeah,
and
while like that may not be the case, it's actually happening. It's actually a real thing. And
catfishing is actually a real actual thing. You know, the show just
you're actually being catfished while watching Catfish.
Yeah, I mean she's catfish in front of the camera being instructed on what catfish to say. And they're doing multiple takes, and you know she's the guy that worked at the pub. I think she said was not actually involved in the catfishing at all. The female, the main girl that was on the episode, it might have been her story, or you know, I think it's been suspected that what MTV does is they purchase catfish stories from people who, you know, share them or are willing to, you know, let their story out. And then they hire actors to essentially reenact the event. And then they kind of stage them coming together in the meeting. And then kind of it goes into fiction after that.
Right.
And so the guy's name's Rod. And I've met Rod multiple times, had lots of conversations. He's a super nice, laid back dude. And essentially, his cousin was the one that was on the show, and the person that was supposed to play her opposite backed out at the last minute, and he agreed to do it for her, and that's kind of how he ended up on the show. But everything else was staged and planned, and it's no secret that reality TV, pretty much in all of its forms, is not real, and we accept that. And you know, that's not why you're watching it anyways.
No, it's a train wreck and you want to watch it.
Yeah, that's why you're watching it. So
all right, so we're gonna put out a call again for all of you folks out there in the internets. Tell us your catfish stories. You can send them to us via email. You can send it to getgeeky@justicegeeks.com. You can be anonymous. We just want to hear them.
We have an email address?
Or interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I've ever heard the email mentioned on the show before.
Yeah, that's it. Getgeeky.
Getgeeky@gmail.com.
It's justicegeeks.com.
Some weird guy's going to get a bunch of weird emails about catfishing stories.
Send it to him, too. Let's catfish that guy.
Yeah.
You force someone to be something else.
Yeah, we're going to catfish him. Not really. All right, now it's
time. Force catfish.
For That's My Jam. Jamez, what's your jam this week?
What was it called in? The Euro Club?
You're stealing my jam right now.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm not going to steal your jam.
Oh.
All right. My jam is... So I've been talking about this band that I'm in for the past couple months.
Stupid band.
Yep. You're just mad. Well, Ian came over the other night, and I didn't know he could play bass. And he started.
I still can't really.
He started playing bass with us, and it was a lot of fun. You know, we
I
got a bass player.
I did have a lot
now.
Of fun, though. I did have a good time.
We're actually a pretty good band.
Didn't sound terrible. Didn't
we're
sound
pretty
terrible.
Good, aren't we?
A little bit more practice, a little bit more work. We might actually have some polish on.
I was invited. I didn't know it was apparently open auditions, so I'll come.
Oh, it wasn't.
Bring my triangle next time. Ting ting ring a ting.
Yeah, we're gonna get Logan to learn how to play the harmonica.
You just look like a harmonica guy. You're the next Blues Traveler.
Okay.
You know who that is?
I do.
Okay, good.
I've seen them live. Couldn't tell you the name of any of their songs. I've seen them live, though.
Hey, blue, blue, gonna play harmonica. That one.
Dreary, I woke with something in my
you bird.
Yep. Ian, what's your jam?
My jam is a new product that I saw... That
and
I
use often.
Must have.
I really want one too.
Saw this on my Facebook newsfeed commercial for the Euro Club. Looks like an ordinary golf club, but
no,
contains,
it doesn't.
Not so fast, my friend.
It doesn't look anything like an ordinary golf club.
But it contains a reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. So no more awkwardly running over to the bushes on the golf course.
Saying that that looks like an ordinary golf club is like saying a Bob Dane looks like a flashlight.
Yep, pretty much. So essentially, it's a golf club that you can urinate into
no
the handle.
No more awkward, Biz. You just stand on the course.
It has a little towel that you can put over your front pants. And
I'm just cleaning my club, Bill. Cleaning my club.
I think the commercial said, just look like you're discreetly cleaning your club, but you're actually relieving yourself. Yeah, so it's an actual thing. It's called the Euro Club.
I want one so bad.
Let's go make these guys millionaires.
Or not. Logan, what is your jam?
My jam this week is VR.
Gosh. Again?
Yeah.
He's finally over his VR sickness from last week.
It's so much fun, guys. It's hard to describe. It's just a lot of fun. The room
one day
scale
I'll
is,
play it.
The room scale is amazing. Sitting at your desk, it's amazing. It's just... It's a new way to experience games.
You know what's amazing? Touching another human.
Yeah.
I know.
He touched me.
Reality's kind of okay sometimes.
Virtual reality's way better, guys. Don't let him lie.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. We've lost
fight
him, guys.
Skeletons and shoot magic.
We've lost him.
What's the creepiest thing you've played?
I'm having a lot of fun with Alien Isolation right now.
You said it made you actual reality pee yourself.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Being like in there. It's
making wee wee on yourself.
Yeah.
Good thing you got that Euro Club.
Yeah, I know.
Do I need to buy you the Euro Club so you don't feel so ashamed?
You're in the middle of a totally bare room. And you're like, well, I'm going to...
Just peeing.
I'm just cleaning my golf club, guys. Don't worry.
What an interesting analogy. Never heard that before.
Never heard it.
Cleaning the club. My jam this week is Louisiana Comic Con that we're heading out to in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that. Going to be good.
All right.
Bedtime.
That was quick.
Sure was.
I think we still got half a song left.
Nah. Just playing Catfish Jutes, a full song still. No, that's right.
I like the
Josh's jam of the week is all those times he catfished people.
Yay! I'm just going to disappear.
Back on the T6 roads.
I'm going to just disappear in like a poof
I
of
miss
smoke.
Old T6 roads.
We really don't. We really, really don't. I miss my Zanga page, but I don't miss T6 roads. Oh, God.
I'm going to rubberneck that message board all day.
Gross. All right, that'll about do it for this episode of the Justice Geeks podcast. Make sure you keep checking out justicegeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, where we won't catfish you. There's really stuff over at justicegeeks.com. 235 episodes worth.
235 episodes of Logan Liking the Weenie.
The first some of them is like a catfish version of this, but listen to him anyway.
I'm going
to
kill him.
Don't kill him. We need him. He writes some sketches sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
He serves a purpose.
Who yep. writes the sketches? Logan writes the sketches.
You hadn't written one in a while.
Yeah.
I need to.
Yeah, yep. Better get on that.
Could we write one where somebody catfishes Chester just so
it's a piece? It's a catfish fillet.
Yeah. Just so they can try to eat him.
He's trying to make him think that it's actually like a sausage wrapped in a pancake kind of corn dog, but it's actually just a piece of catfish.
We're gonna have to get Big Dan to play that character.
It's a sausage wrapped in a pancake. She's real sweet, guys.
You already wrote
you
this
so
in your
much.
Head.
Corn dog. This sketch is done. We'll have it.
Yeah, where's the noise?
It's gone. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots. Logan liked a weenie.